Aceh. Aceh, in the northern part of the island of Sumatra in Indonesia, was the area worst affected by the tsunami on December 26, 2004. More than two-thirds of the deaths from the tsunami were from this region. Over 50 aid groups led by the United Nations helped the survivors in Aceh. Donations to aid groups from people all around the world were higher than any time in history. MSF aids the tsunami victims. Doctors Without Borders, or in French, Médecins Sans Frontières, MSF, was founded in 1971. It was originally started by a small group of doctors in France that believed that all people have the right to medical care. Now, the organization has over 17,500 staff and volunteers working in 80 different countries around the world. They have two main goals: to provide emergency medical assistance and to let the world know about the people who are suffering. The MSF helped the victims of the tsunami in Indonesia and Sri Lanka. More than 150 international aid workers were sent to the area by the MSF. They focused on providing water and medical aid to the people. The MSF is very big, so they have their own planes, helicopters, and cars. But getting to the worst areas was very difficult. After the tsunami, they delivered over 400 tons of aid supplies to the area and worked hard to help the people. But much work still remains to be done. Rainbow Warrior helps MSF. Greenpeace started its activities in 1971. It was originally started by a small group of people who wanted to protest underground nuclear weapons testing in Alaska. Now, the organization has over 1,000 staff members working in 41 different countries around the world. Over 2.8 million people support Greenpeace by giving donations. They have two main goals: to protest against the destruction of the environment and to let the world know about the crimes being committed. Greenpeace is not an aid organization, but they helped after the disaster caused by the tsunami in Asia. Greenpeace's main ship, the Rainbow Warrior, and its crew of 19 helped the MSF, Doctors Without Borders, Médecins Sans Frontières, to bring food, medical supplies, and medical staff to the areas that can only be reached by ship near Aceh. Aceh, Indonesia, the area struck worst. Greenpeace is worried about the environment in the area after rebuilding starts, but their main goal was to help MSF help the people who were suffering.